cut, and the party stops.
Listener driven, never corporate programmed. This is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Into your eardrums, expect the unexpected late night CKUW. Expect this on the 95.9 FM. It's comic book radio theater! If you're unaware, late at night, Saturdays, CKUW. I read you comic books. I got a number of them here with me. There's no theme to this show this time out. Nope. Just bringing along favorite comic books of mine, and it will be an absolute pleasure to read them to you. What's the first thing on my mind? I will read to you Warlord, number 25, September of 1979. Wherever you went to buy comic books, back in September of 1979, one of the many comic books you could find would be Warlord, number 25. Now, before we start this, it's my personal opinion. I want to share it. I really like this Warlord character, Travis Morgan, the Warlord. I really like this character. It wasn't a popular comic book. It only lasted, what, late 70s to around the mid 1980s. It's had a couple of reruns throughout time since the mid 1980s, but it's not a popular character. It's nothing that's really remembered. I personally think if they're going to try out all these movies and TV shows based off superheroes and the comic book characters, I personally think Travis Morgan Warlord would make an awesome TV series or a full-length movie. I don't know. I think somebody could make a TV show with this one. Very similar to the way, is it called Game of Thrones? Done in that way. Done in a Game of Thrones kind of way. I think it would work out. I don't know. If I had large monies to spend, just lots of money to spend on making a TV series or making a whole movie. This, we're talking millions upon millions of dollars. I don't know. I would risk it. I would risk it on Travis Morgan, Warlord. And that's all I gotta say. I'm surprised no one has yet to try out Travis Morgan. I don't know. Just think it would be good TV, film, whatever. I think it would be good. All right. back to my point, back to what we're going to do, what's going to happen, and that is, I got terrific energy to read to you Warlord number 25, published September of 1979. And when I go for my first break, we'll listen to music that was brand new, fresh at the record store, was Cheap Trick. We have them live in concert from Sydney, Australia. They're right there on the stage, Cheap Trick. We will also have Trooper. And lastly, Foreigner. Foreigner had a good number of hits, late 70s, early 1980s. Yeah, they were one of those bands you thought, for sure, they'll forever go on and on and on and just have hits after hits. They'll never be forgotten. Foreigner, their song Dirty White Boy. Well, this dirty white man is going to get messy on the keyboard right now. And I am going to read to you Warlord number 25 from September of 1979. It's all a part of this show, Comic Book Radio Theater. All right, let's step to it here on CKUW. Let's just step right to it. I'm going to read you a comic book. Yeah. And this all happens here on the 95.9 FM. We do this out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
officials have declared a mandatory evacuation for Lynn Lake and surrounding areas due to wildfire. Burge and Zed Lake will close as of 12 o'clock, June 27. All individuals are required to evacuate. The city of Brandon has been selected as the host location. A reception center is located at the Victoria Inn, 3550 Victoria Avenue. Residents must leave by 4 p.m. June 27, 2026. Evacuees are encouraged to stay with family and friends. Residents staying with family or friends should email info@linlake.car, call 204-356-2418 to register. Follow all directions from local authorities. Listen for updates, check the Town of Lynn Lake website and Facebook for up-to-date information.
I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Small oasis on the edge of the great desert. A group of travelers take shelter from the burning rays of the eternal sun. Ups, guitarist.
How is she doing, Maria?
Much better now that we're getting much closer to her home. It must be terrible for her, Machis, losing her son and having Travis Morgan run out on her like that.
It was not her he ran from. It was himself.
Killed his own son. And until he finds a way to live with that, how he must hate him.
Hate? She may be hurt, but hate? Not Tara. No. If you think of her capable of hating Travis Morgan, you don't know her very well. If there is pain in her heart, it is born of love.
Savage world of Skataris. Life is a constant struggle for survival. here beneath the unblinking orb of an eternal sunlight. One simple law prevails. If you let your guard down, even for an instant, you will soon be very dead. Mike Grell presents The Warlord in This Sword for Hire. Meanwhile, barely 100 miles to the south.
Oh, Attalus! Go in at him!
I'll carve him to spit! I'll carve him to spit!
Not on your best day, chum. Only Travis Morgan's combative reflex save him from a thrust backed by a 320 pounds of raw power. The Damascus blade of the warlord descends with shattering force, slashing Attalus's sword in half. Well, had enough? My sword is at your neck.
No, 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 no! Kill me! Kill me if you will! But you would not have the courage to face me in unarmed combat!
All right. There goes my shield and my sword. And there's my helmet off. But how many times do I have to whip you before you get the idea? The giant, menacing mercenary charges like an enraged bull. But Travis Morgan quickly sidesteps him and trips him to the ground, where he goes face first. Suddenly, a battle axe is placed before Attalus.
Perhaps you'll have more luck with this.
I'll split him in halves!
For an instant, Travis Morgan stands, frozen as the giant raises the battle axe for an unstoppable death blow. But Travis Morgan flips Attalus over using his feet and has him fly upside down into a tree, dropping with his head first to the ground.
Ah!
I think this belongs to you, Jackal.
Aye, and if I swung it, you'd be wearing it right now. We don't need you here, Morgan. Why don't you just leave?
I joined this little mercenary band for my own reasons. And I'll leave when I'm good and ready. Not before. If you want your axe back, step forward. I'll gladly return it.
Hold off! Hold off! Hold off! There will be no more fighting amongst ourselves!
But it's not fair. I was second in command until he showed up.
Fair! Fair! It got you in a blink of an eye. This way, you get to live. I call that fair. Besides, we've lost one fool already. Prince Calais has offered us £100 of gold for the capture of that thief, Asher. We'll need all the help we can get to catch that slippery rat.
We'll be right back with The Warlord, number 25, after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Okay, where's our ads? Oh. Have you seen this film? Ask yourself this question. Let me first do it.
A 23rd century odyssey now. Star Trek, the motion picture. Paramount Pictures presents a Robert Wise film. A Gene Roddenberry production, Star Trek, the motion picture, starring William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, DeForest Kelly, and introducing Paris Chambada. A 23rd century odyssey is now Star Trek, the motion picture.
Coming this Christmas to a theater near you.
Okay, what else we got? Ho-ho! Let's have a laugh.
Johnson Smith Company, Department 36, 3507, Automation Drive, Mount Clemens, Michigan, zip 48043. America's favorite mail order funhouse. Here are some of our novelties. Two-headed nickel, $1.95. Two-tailed nickel, $1.95. Disappearing ink, 89 cents. Jumbo nickel, 10 times the regular size, $1.10. Black Eye Joke, 39 cents. Realistic Gag Chicken, $5.95. Dog Whistle, $1.25. Realistic Hand Cast, $2.49. Fake Blood, 69 cents. Horrible Sucker Candy, 69 cents. Phony Plastic Hot Dog, 39 cents. These novelties and 16,000 other novelties more when you order from the Johnson Smith Company, Department 36, 3507, Automation Drive, Mount Clemens, Michigan, zip 48043, America's favorite mail order funhouse since 1914.
Oh, I didn't read it as well as usual. All right, don't care. Okay.
Two big hits with Hostess Cakes. Hostess makes a great double play. First, there's delicious golden sponge cake with fluffy cream filling. That's Hostess Twinkies cakes for you. Then there's moist devil's food cakes topped with chocolatey icing. That's Hostess Cupcakes. What a winning combination! Free baseball cards! 150 Major League Baseball cards with lots of players' facts. Get cards of Jim Rice of the Boston Red Sox, Ron Guidry of the New York Yankees, George Brett of the Kansas City Royals. Find three full-colored cards printed on specially marked boxes of Twinkies Cakes, Cupcakes, Susie Q's, and other Hostess snacks. Available in most areas. Offer good as long as supplies last. Two big hits with Hostess Cake! Get your free baseball cards!
All right. All right. Backdoor story. Let's get to that story.
We now return to Warlord number 25. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. I joined this little mercenary band for my own reasons. And I'll leave when I'm good and ready. Not before. If you want your axe back, step forward and I'll gladly return it.
Yourselves. It's not fair. I was second in command until he showed up.
Fair! Fair! He'd cut you in a blink of an eye. This way, you get to live. I call that fair. Besides, we've already lost one fool already. Prince Calais has offered us 100 pounds of gold for the capture of that thief. The thief Asher. All the help we can get to catch that slippery rat.
The trail of the thief leads west and then south. Into the mountains of the sun, where legends die and men fear to walk.
Trust you know you've made an enemy with Chakol.
Nothing I can't handle.
Still, were I you, I would never turn my back on him.
I'll keep that in mind. Uh-oh.
Rock slide here.
I don't know. It looks like a perfect spot for a trap. Instantly, Travis Morgan puts spurs to his great war horse, and the gallant beast responds courageously, jumping out of the way of these rocks. A moment later, 100 tons of these bone-crushing stones of death roar down upon the hapless mercenary band.
Group down to 3.
Yes, I noticed. And I see you've made it too, Chackle.
You've not seen the last of me, Travis Morgan. Remember, I don't kill easily.
Even higher into the swirling mists, the 3 mercenaries follow their trail of that elusive thief, Asher.
I have a feeling that devil Asher is watching us from anywhere.
Look out! Look out, General Bafoos! A fist of some giant has just toppled General Bafoos. Among the awesome legends that haunt the mountains of the sun, none is more terrifying than the monster who stalks the mists in search of man meat. A beast from the pits of frozen hell. The snow giant. You are listening to a reading of Warlord number 25, September, the year 1979.
Oh,
Declared a mandatory evacuation for Lynn Lake and surrounding areas due to wildfire. Burge and Zed Lake will close as of 12 o'clock, June 27. All individuals are required to evacuate. The city of Brandon has been selected as the host location. A reception center is located at the Victoria Inn, 3550 Victoria Avenue. Residents must leave by 4 p.m. June 27, 2026. Evacuees are encouraged to stay with family and friends. Residents staying with family or friends should email info@linlake.car, call 204-356-2418 to register. Follow all directions from local authorities. Listen for updates. Check the Town of Lynn Lake website and Facebook for up-to-date information.
It will startle your senses, challenge your intellect, and alter your perception of the future by taking you there. Star Trek, the motion picture, rated G.
Yeah.
Just a quick break. I'm revving to go for comic book, radio, theater! Alright. Yeah. I want to rush back into the story of Warlord, number 25, printed September of 1979. If you were going to go back to school and you wanted some new reading material, and you thought comic books instead of textbooks, well, you could get Warlord number 25 back in September of 1979. But if you said to yourself, you know, I'd like to listen to some music. I would like to listen to some music either at home, on a record player, maybe a tape cassette. I'm not sure if the Walkman was around back then or not. But maybe you want to drive around in the car with the 8-track tape player. Yeah. Well, whatever music format that you chose back in September of 79, here's what you could get that was freshly released out to the public for their consumption, maybe even your consumption. You could buy brand new Iggy Pop. They said, or he said, that I'm bored. Yes, Iggy Pop said, I'm bored. We'll also hear from the Stranglers. But there's more. How about Gary Numan? Had his hugest hit, the biggest hit he ever had. Gary Numan. And then we'll even dance it up some more. Yes. Dance ourselves out of this whole comic book that I will read to you. Bonnie M. Listen to Bonnie M. They say they have to go, right? Is that what they're saying? What are my notes here? Are they saying they have to go? They gotta go home. Well, I gotta go home with this radio show. I gotta get home, go home with this comic book. I'm keeping it. Going back home. Gotta go home. Bonnie M. We will also listen to The Village People. Their song, Ready for the 80s. No, they were not. The 80s didn't go well for the Village People or anything disco, really. The party was over very, very, very soon. Plus, we'll hear from Kool and the Gang. They were just about a year away from having the biggest hit of the year. So they were 1 year away from being everywhere. So what I'll play again, what gets airplayed here? New music back in September of 1979 was Iggy Pop, The Stranglers, Gary Numan, Bonnie M, The Village People, and lastly, Kool and the Gang. All right, gang, I will read to you more. Warlord, number 25, September of 1979 is when that happened. Well, what's going to happen now on Comic Book Radio Theater? And, well, where have we left off our story? Travis Morgan. He's about to get attacked by a snow giant. Yeah. Yeah, even with, you know, the weather conditions that we have here in Winnipeg and across Manitoba. People in North Dakota know all about it too. with how harsh our winters are. I don't think we have a snow giant, do we? I've never been accosted by a snow giant ever in my life. I've lived here for a long time, too. Also, they are after this thief called Asher, and he is one slippery fella. Let me tell you that. Don't trust him at all. Okay. Will Travis Morgan find the thief known as Asher? And can he get the deed done? Can he score his gold for bringing him in? We will see. You will have to listen to the rest of my story here on Comic Book Radio Theater. I shall read to you Warlord number 25, originally printed September 1979. All right. You've told the people. Now do what you said you were going to do. All right. Read them the book. That's what you're going to do. All right. All right. Grab that sword and go forth on Comic Book Radio Theater. This is done all here, as you can see, or as you can hear, on CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative.
Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
You've not seen the last of me, Morgan. I don't kill easily.
Ever higher into the swirling mists, the three mercenaries follow the trail of the elusive thief, Asher.
Stay alert! I have a feeling that devil Asher is watching us from anywhere!
Look out! A giant hand has just pummeled General Balfus among the awesome legends that haunt the mountains of the sun. None is more terrified than the monster who stalks the mists in search of man meat. A beast that pits from the pits of a frozen hell. The Storm Giant. A taloned hand reaches out for Chackle, and Chackle slices off one of its fingers with his sharp battle axe. Ah! Bellowing in pain, an enraged snow giant lashes out with his maimed hand